What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
And it is the Anton Savage Show. Coming up over the next 2 hours between now and 11 o'clock, we'll be talking to Gemma Hayes. We'll get gardening advice from Brian Burke, so 53106, at a cost of 30 cents. If you want to fire in any questions, if you want a question for free, 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp. We're going to be joined by the former chief executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, to talk about the impact, if any, of the Citizens Assembly that he chaired, the legacy in the HSE, the rising COVID numbers with visitor restrictions, and a whole lot more. We'll hear from Steve Howard, otherwise known as Paul McCartney from the Mersey Beatles, and we look at all the stories making the news. And we are joining you from the Lochkey Forest Park because we are on tour as part of the News Talk summer tour. And just to give you a sense of where we are, if you've never been to Lochkey Forest Park, it's in Roscommon. It is the old Rockingham estate, the old house now gone. There's a viewing terrace, it's a four-story high viewing tower where you can go up and look over the stunning Lochkey. And as we're sitting now, it's what I think you would describe as a soft morning. It's not raining because the water is just hanging in the air, but it's gradually dispersing. It's starting to clear up. We're looking out across the boats that have come up from Carrick and Banagher, all here below us in the harbour. There's a sculpture of swans and lily pads. There's bits of the old sort of pre-Georgian architecture coming out into the river. And all around us are tents and camper vans and stages because we're at the Night and Day Festival. A couple of thousand people who rightly made the decision, a lot of them, to get out of the capital while the going was good because it was going to be mayhem this weekend and come up to the gorgeous environs of Lochkey. Couldn't be a nicer environment. And we dragged Josh Crosby up here as well. And we said, listen, Josh, will you go around and find out what kind of people have come up and what the crack is like and what's the atmosphere like. So Josh took one for the team last night. Late night last night, Josh?
Well, I wouldn't say as late as most people here now, Anton, but that's purely due to my dedication to joining you here this morning. I wish I was out dancing to the small hours because there was a great buzz around when I was leaving, and I'm sure that's going to continue right through for the weekend.
So I was talking about people maybe not being familiar with Lochkey and the Forest Park. What about people unfamiliar with Night and Day, the festival?
Okay, so it's not getting the recognition one particular artist who's playing in Dublin has been getting all week. I don't know, will I mention her name?
I'll go on, more of that later.
We all know who we're talking about. Look, I've been at many festivals over the years, from camping at Punchestown Racecourse to one-day events around the world. I've experienced small, medium, large, messy and clean. But what I must really say stands out to me here, it's at Night and Day, there's some pretty unique factors. So as you've been mentioning there, the setting, even if you look out there, we're surrounded by the lakes. We're broadcasting from the middle of a forest park, sure. And then what else the organisers are really pushing here are the independent artists. And of course, then I have to mention the family-friendly atmosphere. It really struck me as I walked in. But look, when it comes to events, concerts and festivals, for me, it's all about the crack, the atmosphere, and I suppose the escapism in a way. And from those I've been meeting with here, that's exactly what they're here for as well. First up is Dahi, who's a musician. He's not playing here himself, but he's excited for the weekend ahead.
I was playing music around the country, so I came from Galway last night, so not too far, but from Cork, yeah.
Okay, so you're sessioning your way through the country?
You could say that.
Did you bring the instrument here with you this weekend?
It's in the car, safe.
It's in the car?
Yeah.
You never know, as the night goes on in the early morning, you could whip it out.
You said it, yeah, you never know.
We're only about 50 minutes away, so we're south of Roscommon.
Handy to have a festival on your doorstep.
Absolutely. I mean, where could you get it? It's brilliant. It really is so handy to just drive, drop the car, and then we've one of the tents here, so it's great.
Okay, really, so you're camping out. Fingers crossed for the weather.
Yeah, fingers crossed for weather. So far, so good. Hoping it'll continue.
My name is Harriet Mavanwinia Tahaney, and my brand is Mavanwinia, and it's my artwork and everything I make myself in my studio in Leitrim.
And how important is the festival circuit to you to get your art out there?
I think it is important in some ways. I do meet people, which you can't do if your work is completely online only. And there's better connections when you meet people in person. So festivals are a great place to do that.
Well, we're actually living in Washington, D.C. at the minute, but we're here for the summer.
Was this on your list?
This was on our list. I went to loads of festivals when I was living here, but now that I have kids, this one looked like a better fit.
And how would festivals in Ireland differ to those you might have in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, still really good. You know, I went to Bonnaroo and a few across the United States, but I think the ones here, you're lucky with the weather. I know people don't think the weather's as nice, but when you're in a scorching hot festival, it's not that enjoyable.
So for any listeners who are dreading the wellies and the ponchos, it's actually a good climate to have
it
at a festival.
I think it's ideal.
Yeah, big festival goer. The last one I was at was Glastonbury, so this is like just...
And you're missing Glastonbury this week for Night and Day?
Yeah, of course. Why not? It's in my home country.
And what are you looking forward to over the weekend, or what do you enjoy about going to festivals?
I'm looking forward to just being in Ireland and being around like the Irish like spirit and just in a concentrated form.
So have you travelled far to be here today?
Not at all. We just live maybe 5-10 minutes away.
Oh, that's handy. Yeah. You can nearly walk or cycle.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the festival so far?
Good. As long as it doesn't rain, it'll be good.
And how does Night and Day compare to other festivals?
I haven't been at a festival in a long time. Back in the days of Fela.
The trip to Tip.
And I went to Electric Picnic once. But yeah, it's a great family festival here. Yeah. And so, it's only on our doorstep. So
festival days have changed for you.
Yeah. So a different angle. But bringing back some memories, you know.
So that was the people that Josh Crosby talked to last night. Now, Josh, we were dealing with and partnering up with the organisers in advance of this, which has totally changed my perspective. Because normally you arrive to a festival and you go, it's a festival, and you move on. But because I sort of have a bit of skin in the game, I'm looking and thinking the amount of planning it must take, because you have to build the venue, you have to bring in campsites, you have to bring in camper vans, you have to bring in all the logistics, all of the food. By God, that's some pressure. Were you chatting to them about how stressful it was?
You're creating a little village in itself. And I suppose likewise to the support of the independent artists on the lineup, the team behind this festival is also independent and artist driven. So at its core, it's only a team of three, and they need to be even more dedicated to the product, I suppose, than some of the larger events that will have numerous roles and positions and teams. And I'm sure to many listeners' surprise, the man who we'll hear from next is a voice people will recognise from coming on your show and across the News Talk schedule to talk about news and current affairs. So Craig Hughes is the political editor with the Irish Daily Mail, but for this weekend, his cap is certainly the co-founder of the Night and Day Festival. So I met Craig when we arrived, and I had to say to him about how family-friendly the whole event is, because that's what really struck me straight away. He told me that for the junior, more youthful attendees, let's say, that there's everything from foraging hunts for medicinal plants, there's drumming workshops, children's yoga, the list goes on. Let's hear from Craig now as he points out a real benefit, I suppose, from having such a mix of age groups here this weekend.
I think making it family friendly, it kind of also sets the atmosphere, having a lot of kids running around as well. You know, people are kind of a bit more behaved, a bit more respectful, and then, you know, it's all part of it. It just makes the atmosphere so much nicer.
Yeah, as we can see here, there's children doing cartwheels in the lawn and the sun is shining.
We also have some swans that we have on the lake as well that light up at night. We've got a sauna, a hot tub sitting over the lake as well, so people can relax. There's going to be morning yoga on the lake in the morning as well. So you can relax, you know, by day, and then at night you put your dancing shoes on.
And there's so many festivals, events cropping up every week, so I suppose to make sure you're catering for all, it can't just be music anymore.
Yeah, well, I think also the reason why we went ahead of this venture in the first place was my uncle Brendan moved back from Geneva, where he was a production manager with the World Economic Forum, and he put on a small festival in Clamaris, the Clamaris Folk Festival, and he kind of said over a family pint one even that, you know, we could do something better together. And there was nothing really in what is, I guess, Ireland's hidden heartlands. You know, you've got sea sessions up in Donegal, but you've nothing really then until you get down to the east, like a big proper camping festival. So it just shows if you build it, they will come.
And they are coming. As we look out now, the campers are pulling in. But for the visitors, people who are coming along now, they're seeing the end product. But you've been chipping away at this for over a year. What are some of the obstacles involved with putting on a festival?
Yeah, so I mean, because there's three of us in the core team, myself, my two uncles, Dermot and Brendan Hurley. So we both have pretty busy jobs, day jobs. So while you probably could do all this in kind of, you know, 4 or 5 months, we have to do it year round, really do a bit every week and get on top of things literally from then. So we will start booking acts for next year, I guess. In the next kind of 2 months, we kind of have feelers out with some acts and like lining up who we want to target. So it just takes a lot of time when you're slowly chipping away at it. And thankfully, Roscommon County Council and Caoilte, who are the two shareholders in Lochkey Forest Park, have come on board as our main partners, and they've been terrific drivers of the festival.
Will you be taken to the stage yourself, getting behind the mic?
I was actually supposed to be drumming with my friend's band, Mayfield Sound, but I suddenly wasn't able to practice before the first gig when we had elections, and then afterwards with the run up to this, it wasn't possible. So fortunately, he had a friend who's an actual professional drummer to step in.
They might let you up for one towards the end.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy in the background today, so it's all good.
So there you go. That's co-founder of the Night and Day Festival, Craig Hughes. And ironically, Josh, as we were listening to that, Craig has walked in this morning looking very relaxed. The turnout must be good if he looks that unstressed. There's obviously Craig and the two uncles, but there's also, I assume, as he was saying in that piece, Josh, a huge amount of other people involved, whether Caoilte or anybody else, to make sure something like this happen.
Sure. And as Craig mentioned there, this festival is in partnership with Roscommon County Council and Caoilte. And you can see why. I don't think you or I could just rock up to Lockheed Forest Park some evening and decide to hold a rave. Maybe you might get away with it, Anton, but I imagine I'd be showing the road fairly fast. It takes a lot of planning and logistics behind the scenes to get to this point today. I met with Pat Neville from Caoilte to find out some more information about the park. And I must say, there's no shortage of attractions here all year round. Pat says it's a world in itself.
There's so much to do in Lockheed. It's got the lake, obviously, so that you can rent a boat, there's swimming, there's water sports there as well. Of course, there's the wonderful forest. There's fantastic walks around it. There's a canopy treetop walk that people can do. And what's really unique about Lockheed as well, on a rainy day, there's a thing called Bodaborg. There's an inside event. They're like mystery rooms where you have to go in and crack a puzzle. Lastly then, even if you're afraid of heights, a brilliant thing to do is zip it. There's high line wires in the trees that people can climb up.
And this weekend won't be the first time tents or pitched here either. You can camp here throughout the year.
You certainly can. We have a fantastic campsite here. You can come all year round and camp by the lake. It's a really fantastic experience. You're right in with nature. You're under the trees. It's brilliant, brilliant weekend.
But this weekend, it's all about the music and the arts.
This weekend, it's all about the Night and Day Festival, and we're really delighted with partnering them. Caoilte, we manage our forests to deliver multiple benefits for wood, nature, climate and people, and this weekend it's all about people. Bringing people into Lockheed Forest Park, showing them the wonderful things that are going on, and the festival is so good. It's real family friendly. It's a warm, welcoming atmosphere. It's really good fun.
And are there difficulties then, or measures put in place, I suppose, to protect your wildlife and the beautiful surroundings then when you have footfall coming onto the site?
Yeah, sustainability is one of the key things about the Night and Day Festival as well. And we work really hard to maintain our forests, manage them to deliver the benefits for climate, for nature, for wood and for people. So sustainability is right at the centre of the festival.
And you can see here around you, I suppose, introducing people to the park, it introduces them to nature as well.
That's what we're hoping, Josh. And I've met so many people today who said the park is amazing. They'd love to come back and find more. Caoilte have 250 recreation forests around the country. We hope over the years to double that number. They're all around the country. They're nearly all free to visit. So get out, enjoy your local forest, have a great time.
That's Pat Neville there from Caoilte. So at the heart of all of this then, Josh, the artists, what do they have to say for themselves?
Yeah, so I know you'll be chatting to some of them throughout the programme over the weekend, but just to get a sense of a live performance before you chat to the artists, it really gives a sense of the atmosphere in the room, or in this case, the big marquee circus-style tent. So I was strolling around the festival last night, going from band to band, and then we had the DJs later in the night, and it was great to see fans of all ages just getting into the swing of things. I suppose it really does confirm to you that summer has landed. There's couples eating pizza, sitting on square bales, there's craft beer being poured, children queuing up for their 99s. But then you just hear this energy bursting out through the entrance of the tent, and I was drawn over to an artist named Arlene. Arlene is based between Dublin and here in Roscommon and has a really unique sound. So I managed to catch a few minutes with Arlene, and you can hear the adrenaline was still pumping.
Hey, what's up? I'm Arlene. We just have to come off the stage here in Night and Day. Brilliant atmosphere. Really, really excited for what's to come as well.
The tent was hopping here now, but yeah. Just for the listeners, could you explain your kind of style of music?
My style of music is like indie pop rock kind of alternative. I love like blending genres together as well, and kind of using the drum pad for different samples and throwing in different things as well. When we're in the studio and stuff, we take a mix of different things and incorporate that into live performances, and that really helps engage with the audience as well, I think, and get them involved, and that's the main thing as well.
And I say playing at a festival here now outdoors in the tent, it's a different type of energy compared to say playing an intimate indoor gig.
Yeah, 100% definitely, because people are just like bouncing in and out, and once they hear your music, once they catch a glimpse of it, or once they hear something different, they'll definitely bounce in, and it's your job to kind of keep them engaged, and if they like it, they like it, and if they don't, they don't. That's the fun part in comparison to an indoor gig.
And you have a busy summer calendar ahead, I'm sure, now the festivals are starting.
Yeah, for sure, definitely really busy. Really busy with releases as well. I've just released a single there, Long Shot, which has gone down really, really well. And yeah, a really busy summer, looking forward to it.
Give us one teaser of a line from Long Shot.
Oh, are you serious?
If you just sing a bar at the chorus.
If I was to sing it.
Just one little bar.
I don't want to feel like you got away. Don't tell me a lie when you feel the same.
There you go. That's Arlene, one of the many artists playing here at Night and Day. And a big thank you to Josh Crosby for all of the good work getting that together last night.